590 WKZO. And welcome to this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence, of course, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th. Comments and questions for Andy, 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. And joining us in the studio, of course, your gardening expert, Andy Waddell.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is kind of steamy out this morning.
A little tropical, yes.
It is. Forecast still supposed to be a little warmer later.
A little warmer later. You know, looking at 87 today, 88 tomorrow, 88 Monday. So we're in a bit of a warm stretch.
So you might as well garden in the morning then.
That's right.
That's right. So everybody, grab the radio and let's head out to the dirt.
All right.
Hey, thank you for all joining us this morning, and good morning, Kalamazoo. Welcome to another wonderful day, and I'm glad God gave me breath this morning and was able to wake up. So, you know, Tim, have you ever had company over and you weren't expecting it, and you, like, threw the dishes in the oven?
Yes, been there, done that.
Or, you know, like... there's a knock on the door and you hurry up and throw the covers over the bed and just try to make things look halfway decent a little bit.
Well, Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, when company comes over, you kind of hurry up and vacuum and you do the dishes and you mow the grass. Well, what if you find out that company was actually bringing some friends and family with them? So you actually want to make things even look a little nicer. So that was happening last night at our home with our son's graduation party, trying to make the yard at least a little presentable. And you know me, everybody. I was pulling weeds and deadheading 1 minute before our guests arrived. You know us gardeners. We can spot a weed 100 feet away. And, you know, I had a lot of gardeners and landscapers in the crowd, so I had to really be careful and be on my best behavior with all my weed pulling. So, but like you said, you guys know me. I'm a plant nut or plant geek. So I wanted to make things look good, and most important, showing off some of the new plants, displaying some of the older ones, looking at some of the hardscape at the same time. But as I walked the grounds with the family and the friends last night, still my most of the comments were on a couple different plants. So my feature items this week in the yard are definitely the hydrangea family. And this is going to tie in with the pruning questions we had last week. We did a pruning seminar on the radio, and we had a ton of callers, and so we are going to continue that. I actually had two or three callers off the radio last week that we took here at the station. So we want to answer some of those, and our number one question on pruning definitely is hydrangeas. And in the yard, in its full glory, is Invincible Spirit Hydrangea. It has dozens and dozens of flowers, pink flowers, mounding and spilling out behind an old wagon wheel that I had buried down next to the barn entrance. The other hydrangea in full flower is Endless Summer. It's over by our little stream that we built by the kitchen window. And over the last few years, the Endless Summer has grown and grown. We got a lot of wind and a lot of extremes where it's at. And it comes back with a passion every year, getting ready to flower, lots of nice blossoms on it, nestled in a multitude of different hostas. Really makes a nice accent. So your questions this morning, probably with hydrangeas, are A, there's a lot of different kinds. B, timing. C, why I can't make things flower. And so let's just kind of go through the hydrangea family just together real quick. So our first variety and some of the older variety is hydrangea arborescens, and that's the Annabelle hydrangea. Annabelle hydrangea has a small leaf. It is a perennial form of hydrangea. It dies back to the roots every spring and comes back easy. It's good for part shade to part sun. It is a white flower. The Annabelle is a true to name, so it's always consistent flower every year. It's a plant that gets about that 3 to 5, 2.5 to 6 foot size, very controllable, but it's a consistent flower. So always flower white for you. Even as little as about 3 or 4 hours of sun, the Annabelle hydrangea will do very nicely for you. Now, there's been breakoffs of that the last few years, and there's one called Invincible Spirit. One that is our at our home. It is a white Annabelle hydrangea that's gotten hybridized with a pink flower on it now. So it's going to have a consistent bloom all the time. And then in the Annabelle family, we also have Incredibal at the store. Incredibal is flowers, believe it or not, about the size of a volleyball to a basketball. They are humongous. And what they've done is they were trying to develop Annabelle. And so because of that, get hybridizing that came out with better stem development and better flower development. And out of the hybridizing came this humongous flower. So it's kind of neat. So Annabelle pruning can be done in the early spring. Cleaning up the perennial gardens, perennial hydrangea, what I would call it, the Annabelle, could also be cleaned up in the late fall. It is not a fussy hydrangea. It does not necessarily need to be mulched. It does like cool roots and probably grow a little better. But Annabelle hydrangea, I like to remove the old mother canes every third year, cleaning out the old, refreshing the plant. So with the arborescence family, that is what I would choose for the first. Now, the second family of hydrangea is oak leaf. Now, oak leaf hydrangea, I really recommend once it gets about 5 years or older, removing about one-third of the living stems down to the ground each year. What that's going to do is revitalize the plant. If you want to reduce the size of an oak leaf hydrangea, they would prefer getting pruned in June or July, and that will help not hurt next year's blossoms. They flower in the late summer, but they do end up setting their buds in the fall time for the next season. Oak leaf is a very nice plant for shade, to part shade. It has a large conical-shaped flower with a great fall reds, orange, yellow, and rust color. And as far as a fall color, so oak leaf, reducing its size is the main thing. A lot of times the oak leaves get kind of gangly and large, and so with oak leaf, that's what I'd suggest. Now the next one is probably the most confused, and that's lace cap or mop head, and that's the Macrophylla family. Varieties from years ago used to be called Nico Blue, Merit Supreme, Cardinal, Old Glory, Blue Wave. Those are all older names that probably a lot of people have in your yards now. And those are great varieties of Macrophylla or lace cap hydrangeas or mop head varieties of hydrangeas. But they would only bloom on second year's wood, which means you have to provide protection for that stem growth on that plant over winter. If the plant is mulched or healed up like a rose bush in the fall, you're going to see the bud unions over winter, and you will see flower on them. A lot of times people would see that plant go dormant in the fall. They'd cut the flower back or cut the stems back, just like they're cutting the hostas and the astilbe down for the season. Well, guess what? The root structure comes back with vengeance, plenty of good growth, but because it only flowers on second-year wood, it would never flower for the client. So timing is crucial. Prune only on lace cap or Macrophylla is when you see dead wood. I like to clean up and any floppy plant that is laying on the ground, you could probably clean up. But other than dead wood, I'd probably leave the plant alone. New varieties include Twist and Shout, Blushing Bride, Endless Summer, and the whole series of the Forever and Ever. So there's lace cap or Macrophylla variety of hydrangea. Now, two more varieties, and then we'll take a quick break. We have PG or Grandiflora hydrangea. That is the woody form of hydrangea. That is the shrub form that doesn't die back into the ground in the fall. It has stem growth that will achieve anywhere from the 4 foot to probably the 12 foot level. This is the late summer to late spring variety of flower. PG family of variety of hydrangeas include Pinky Winky, Quickfire, Limelight, Little Lime, and Vanilla and Strawberries. Now, these varieties bloom on summer wood only, so they can be pruned in early spring. Cut those hard, say the last week in April to the third week in May. Right now, they're starting to set the flowers, so I would not touch them. Those plants could also be cut in the late fall because they are a woody form of hydrangea. They will tolerate a, say, a late September or early October pruning, so they would be able to callus over in time for the winter. But every 3 or 5 years, that plant could be cut very hard about the last second week or third week in May after the last frost of the season, and you could revitalize again that plant, taking a lot of the old wood out, cleaning that up, and you will see a lot of times the older varieties of PGA hydrangea would only flower on the top, just like a lilac. We've told you before, you can revitalize a lot of these plants by doing the trimming at the right time. Again, we're starting to see some drought, so go ahead and water when you do a hard prune. Our last variety is climbing hydrangea, and we'd like to suggest prune after flower. Climbing hydrangea is in its flowering right now. The flower will be spent probably within the next 2 to 4 weeks. And at that point, climbing hydrangea is a large vine. A friend of mine, she has one out on Crooked Lake Drive. It is probably the 15 feet wide and 40 foot tall. It's humongous. Beautiful, stunning plant, but at the same time, get it under control. Prune after flower. It is not a plant that if you don't mind pruning on the off season, you can do that. I would never suggest pruning a vine in the late October or early November. If we have a, say we have a Indian summer and we get some good warm weather, you might see a hydrangea or the climbing hydrangea re-leaf out, and that's not what we want with a hard prune. So Tim, when we come back, I was just trying to tie in with some of the pruning that we had questions on last week. Last week we had a couple callers that I couldn't take off the on the show that I'd like to comment on when we come back.
All right, that will do. And if, of course, you have a comment or question for Andy, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO.
Away from the radio and you need the score? Text SCORES at 80373. Just another service of WKZO.
The lawn pros at Waddell's have seen many people bringing in samples of their lawn problems. To assure a healthy lawn during the unusual weather we're having, be sure to apply Scott's Lawn Fungus Control for diseases and GrubX for grub control. Scott's Lawn Fungus Control prevents and controls summer lawn diseases like dollar spot, red thread, ground spot, and more. Apply it now to prevent lawn diseases later this summer. Now is also the time to apply GrubX to your lawn to prevent it from being destroyed by an invasion of grubs. GrubX is the quickest, easiest way to prevent invasions of grubs and keep your lawn looking its best. Get your GrubX at Waddell's now and be sure to pick up a mail-in rebate slip to get $5 back on each bag. It's time to put Scott's Lawn Fungus Control and GrubX on your lawn before damage shows up and forget about lawn diseases and grubs. If you're not sure what your lawn needs, bring in a sod sample for Waddell's lawn doctors to diagnose and give you a prescription so you'll be sure to put on the right product the first time. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, greening Southwest Michigan for 67 years on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. In the studio, Andy Waddell, and you can be a part of the program as well. Comments and questions about your lawn and garden, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tim. The other night we had quite a bit of storm out in Richland area, the lake area, and friends of ours live out there, you know, at Shelps Lake, and Rob lost a huge oak. Had to get Handley's Tree Service to come over, go over the house, go down to the lake, and the oak, Tim, went right through the boathouse.
Ooh.
Just smashed the whole thing, tore the whole thing up, didn't hit the deck. But things change in people's yards when storm damage happens. The oak that was there suddenly is not there anymore. It's quite a change on plant material. Oaks in general had some damage around the Richland area, and it's very susceptible right now. There is open wounds on these oaks. So if you have oak that has gotten hurt in the last couple weeks in the storm damage, I would highly suggest sealing it up. Tree wound compound is a tar. It's not a paint. And we strongly suggest sealing your oak up. Any wounds It's like telling people not to prune oaks in the summer. Well, Mother Nature did it for us. We want to clean that wound up. So get out the jagged lines in a storm-damaged wound. Clean them off, and maybe you have to saw off part of them so there may be you can clean that cavity up. If it's an old cavity, one customer off air last week said, what do I do? The split has happened many weeks ago. Well, I'd actually take a wire brush and a little screwdriver, clean out any old punky wood that is in between, and apply the tree wound compound, which is like a tar putty knife on it, so it's completely encased in it, and then bring the either this just by chance was two branches that had split away. Bring the split together, making sure the wound, the graft wound touches, and maybe tie the tree together. Put a couple hoses around the branch and run a wire through there, and that tree wound compound actually acts like a Band-Aid. So number two, with a storm damage, you've got a plant that's been severely affected. You might want to do some feeding. A good, healthy human, always fight off a cold. You can always say a good, healthy tree will fight off the disease. So maybe that tree has gotten wounded, and we, you know, suggest, hey, only feed in the fall. What if the tree hasn't been fed lately? Maybe then now is the time. Second caller last week off the air had said, what do I do with my forsythia? And forsythia bloomed very heavy this spring, long time flower. We had a cool season, so they lasted quite a while. But with the cool warmth that we've had, forsythia are going crazy. Put out 2 to 3 to 5 feet of growth easily on some of the new shoots. So now would be the time to rejuvenate, clean out that old forsythia. Gentleman had one that was good 6 to 8 feet across. Get in there with some loppers and yank out some of those old canes. Get rid of some of that old wood. You'll see that plant probably get real thin after you're done. But boy, within a couple weeks, fill right back in. You can probably trim forsythia a couple times a year just because of the volume of growth, just like some of your willow shrubs. But probably second flower, you probably want to do any pruning. You might not get a secondary flower very much next year because of the amount of pruning done later in the season. But if you get a secondary flush of growth, middle August, want to trim off some of those tips, you probably can. I just wait till later in August to do that. I would never do it again in late fall because forsythia would just be like some of the other plants. Trim real late, get an Indian summer, they'll push out a flush of growth. The last caller last week was on roses, Tim. They had a rose question with how to clean up the roses that they didn't do last winter.
Mm.
So they had the plants was coming out, but they never had time. They had been out to, I think they were in Florida for the winter. So the plants came back, or the folks came back, but the plants were already growing and they didn't have time to trim them. So they were questioning what to do. So I get in there with loppers and a little hand pruners, and get out all those old canes. You guys can see right on those stems if there's canker or winter kill. Canker or winter kill shows up as a purpling or a blackening on the stem. If there's green wood above that, get rid of that. That'll never be a good, strong stem. When our farm manager, my cousin Larry, prunes and plants all the roses in the spring, I am shocked how much he takes off. We'll get in a bare root rose. It'll have 8 or 10 or 12 stems on it. He'll cut them back to 3 or 5 every time. I'm thinking, man, you're ruining the plant. And actually, he's nothing but benefiting the plant. The roses flush out and put out way more. And being a green-wooded plant, that's the best thing for roses. Clean them up. Get rid of that old stem wood. You know roses like to be fed 4 times a year, May, June, July, and August. So if you haven't done that recently, you could go that right along with the pruning on the roses. Now, there's a couple things right now. We're getting into this, like Tim said, maybe tropical or a little more warmer weather. There are items that will actually spread. One is called fire blight. And so we're suggesting on a few things very shortly not to prune. And one of those would be hawthorn, Washington hawthorn, Cockspur, Crimson Cloud, and then I would also recommend no on the crab apples, because the idea is open wounds have susceptibility when it's dewy and moist for getting in a item called fire blight. So fire blight is a blackening of the tip foliage, usually will kill the plant within days, if not weeks. So a couple suggestions more on stern damage for Scythia and roses. So when we come back, Tim, a lot of pruning, but there's a lot of bugs.
It's just a lot of bugs.
There is. We had a very mild winter and a lot of things overwintered. And just with the amount of stress we had with last summer's drought,
right,
things are plentiful.
All right. We'll take a look at that and more as we continue with Over the Garden Fence. Andy Waddell on 590 WKZO. We'll check local news update with John McNeil, a CBS update, that AccuWeather forecast. And be back with more Over the Garden Fence with Andy Waddell on 590 WKZO.
Don't get stuck in traffic.
Honk, honk.
Traffic. Text traffic to 80373. Just another service of WKZO.
You can always keep your gardens full of eye-catching blooms with plants from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. Gorgeous landscape plants are arriving daily at Waddell's, like super large annuals in 1 gallon pots, including petunias, salvia, vinca, marigolds, and dusty miller. They're just $3.99. Waddell's has over 100 varieties of rose bushes, most in bloom and ready to plant in your landscape. You'll enjoy blooms year after year on shrub rose bushes, climbing roses, hybrid teas, and miniature rose bushes. Now is also a great time to check out their over 750 varieties of perennials. This week, some gorgeous bloomers you'll want to add to your gardens are hybrid lilies and an array of rich colors. Purple-spiked salvia, pincushion flower, blanket flower, foxglove, and several varieties of bright yellow coreopsis. Need some color for a shady area? Some flowers to cut for bouquets? Something that's short for a border? Waddell's has plants that will fit the bill. Come to Waddell's and visit with their experienced staff. We'd be happy to assist you in deciding which plants would fit your needs best. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn. A criminal complaint has been filed against Edward Snowden, the former NSA contract employee. He's believed to be hiding out in Hong Kong. Steps toward extradition are in motion. CBS senior correspondent John Miller.
We have an extradition treaty that's been in force since 1998, and it's been used a lot. So that's the good news, which is this won't be a rusty process. The complicating factor is it's a complicated process. So now they go get a provisional arrest warrant.
Snowden was heard from earlier this week, reports CBS's Adriana Diaz.
In an online chat with The Guardian on Monday, Snowden wrote, "The U.S. government is not going to be able to cover this up by jailing or murdering me." NSA Director Keith Alexander testified before a House panel Tuesday. He said the surveillance programs are constitutional and have helped thwart terror plots.
Hong Kong has limited autonomy, but issues involving national security and foreign policy are controlled by the Chinese government. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn.
Kalamazoo News as you need it at WKZO.com. Check back often so you don't miss a thing.
Governor Rick Snyder is not pleased with the state Senate after lawmakers adjourned for a summer vacation without passing the Healthy Michigan plan. I'm John McNeil, WKZO News. At a late afternoon press conference Thursday, Snyder told Senate Republicans to, quote, take a vote, not a vacation, but some are blaming the governor for not being able to close the deal with his own party. Democratic challenger Mark Schauer thinks he should call them back to Lansing. The Michigan Democratic Party is also ripping Governor Snyder for not getting Medicaid expansion passed in the Senate before lawmakers took a summer break. Democratic Party Chairman Lon Johnson put out an email saying the failure is a, quote, painful reminder that Rick Snyder talks a good game about leadership, but can't deliver. A bill that would ban using bridge cards at liquor stores or strip clubs has been proposed by Representative Margaret O'Brien of Portage. Last year, the legislature banned their use at ATMs and casinos. She says the state isn't in the business of financing anyone's nightlife. From the WKZO.com newsroom, I'm John McNeil.
WKZO.com, AccuWeather Forecast.
Partly sunny today, warm and humid with a shower thunderstorm in spots, high 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a spotty shower thunderstorm, low near 70. Very warm and humid tomorrow with times of clouds and sunshine. There'll be a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon, high 88. Monday, partly sunny, remaining very warm and humid with a shower thunderstorm in spots, high again, 88. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Mike Lucini.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
A pond in your outdoor living area can be beautiful and relaxing. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has the plants, fish, supplies, and ideas you need to create your own tranquil backyard getaway. Water plants will provide color and interest to your water feature. Woodells carries many water lily colors, calla lilies, black taro, water hyacinths, and many other choices. If you've been wanting to have a pond with the relaxing sound of a waterfall, try an easy-to-install complete pond kit. Woodell's experienced staff can show you how to install these do-it-yourself ponds for a fun weekend project. Of course, you'll want some rocks to add interest around your pond. Woodell's has the biggest selection around and sold in bulk so you can get just the amount you want. Enjoy your pond even later into the evening. Get an easy-to-install LED pond light kit. And of course, you'll want some fish. There are several varieties and sizes to choose from. Check out Woodell's Water Gardening Department today for natural decorative stone, algae cleanout products, fountain pumps, and more. Not sure where to start? Get expert advice every day at Woodell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
WKZO as we continue on with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Andy Woodell joining us in the studio. You can be a part of the program as well. If you have a comment or question about your lawn and garden, some pruning maybe, you name it, Andy's here to help you out. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
You bet. Well, thank you, everybody. You know, last week and this week, we're just trying to help you with the pruning ideas. To come in, and I know a lot of times if you have questions, we've got a good team at the store. A lot of times you have ID questions on a plant, you can always bring it in and stop in and talk to our team there personally. Talking to Tim just a few minutes ago, and we said we'd come back on the air and talk about some of the insects and some of the things that are running rampant. Well, last night, cleaning up for the party, those mosquitoes were running rampant. I mean, they were trying to haul me away. they were thick. You know, and everybody's like, hey, we'll be inside. I think everybody's kind of watching me from the window take care of everything. And so,
Well, I did see an article earlier in the week online somewhere that the mosquito population is once again very strong.
Oh, nice, so. Nice. Great, great. So let's counteract that, everybody. So if you got mosquito issues, 10% permethrin, malathion, or your Natural Guard lawn shield repellent, one of those three is going to help. We could hardly sit on the porch last night. And this wasn't like that a couple days ago. They really, at least in our area, they really had a flush probably from some of the rains that came out this week. And so permethrin spray or the Natural Guard, you could put the shield, you could do that along your probably in the, some of the taller grasses if you wanted at the same time. Aphid, I was really surprised on. I had buckhorn or burdock growing in the backyard, and it was 3 foot tall, and I come up to it. It was so loaded with aphid. It just, it was blackened. It was so much. They're very plentiful. So Fertilome systemic spray or the 38 plus, either one of those made by Fertilome would be very good. Aphids aren't something that's going to kill the tree, guys. It's aphid is what's going to set the tree back that makes it go under stress. So George walked out to my potatoes last night and found potato bug all over them in the vegetable garden. So spinosad would be very good on that too. So, you know what? If you want, Tim, we could take a quick call.
Oh, absolutely. Phil has a question for you. Good morning, Phil. You're on 590 WKZO.
Yes, sir. Concerning mosquitoes.
Yes.
Tell us about citronella plants.
Yep. So, Phil, citronella, I'm just going to go step one back. Poinsettia, do you know we have to eat 268 leaves to end up getting sick with poinsettia? Citronella is the same way. You're going to have a lot of citronella in order to have mosquito population go down. Now, there's citronella oils that you can spray, but that's why I've talked about that Natural Guard. It is an organic fill that you can put and would do very good for mosquitoes. Citronella, if you are directly around the candle and around the fumes of that, I think you're going to get some benefit. I do not feel that citronella has any long-term and has no residual effect. Are you seeing any luck with it yourself?
Well, the reason I ask about it is we camped last year in a place that was that had zero amount of bugs. And one of the things we found was some citronella plus a hell of a bunch of cedar bushes around us.
Hmm.
And I just recently bought something that looks like a child's plastic spring that fits around your wrists and ankles, and part of it is citronella oil. And I was diabetic. I'm not anymore. And I usually get chewed up by mosquitoes. I'm using these things, and mosquitoes are not a bother so far this year.
And they're like the little bracelet, aren't they?
Yep.
Yes, yes. We sell those at the store. So thank you, Phil. They've got to be soaked then with that citronella, so there's some effect there to it. Yeah. Last summer, we were putting them on our ankles just to work out in the yard because they got to a point where they wouldn't stay away from you.
Yeah, I thought they were junk, but when I'm fishing in streams and swamps, I'm not having a problem with bugs anymore.
Nice, nice, yeah.
That's the reason I ask. We've got a place where I can plant a row of these citronella bushes and such, but apparently I will not do that. I'll just try the natural guard.
Yeah, yeah. Take a look at it. It's something I think will work very good for you, Phil.
Very good. I thank you.
Thanks for the feedback on the bracelets. That's nice.
Bye, guys.
You bet. Tim, we sell those up at the register, and it kind of looks like you know, the little bracelet that you get for cancer awareness mm-hmm. or something like that. But I think they are, like Phil's saying, they're just soaked. And they don't last forever. But if you're done using them, they suggest to seal them up in a Ziploc bag so the oils don't permeate or disperse. But they're just a couple bucks. You can put them on your wrist and work very good. So so thank you, Phil, for the call on the mosquitoes. Now, George was just in the garden last night when walking around and seeing potato bug all over the potatoes. And they're coming out pretty good. They're probably close to knee-high, probably even a little bit more. But spinosad, if you're going to be hitting potato bugs on the potatoes themselves, definitely one thing you want to use. And then a couple other things before we hit it. Four-line plant bug and leaf hoppers. Are you starting to see little holes or hole shot in a lot of your, like, Shasta daisies? Ornamental, just get eaten alive. Fertilome systemic spray would be very good on them. Last night I seen roses at the house were just being mangled. Half the foliage which was gone, and I didn't even really notice. Well, same thing. Fertilome systemic spray you can put on them, whether it be a rose chafer, could have been a leaf hopper right on it. Diseases are going gangbusters. So if you have an issue and there's a problem, Activinate, or the Fertilome systemic fungicide, the broad spectrum fungicide, either one of those, really starting to see a lot of plant material being reacted from this weather that we've had. So you guys have a good day. Thank you all for listening. If you got any questions or comments, stop into the store this weekend. We'll be happy to help you.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy. 590 WKZO nearing the 9:45 mark. Here's Ron Weiser, financial planner.